My headphones are going up. I'm starting to wake up and it's all because of this. It's one of my favourite songs. Oh. That's definitely the song of the... We're not in the noughties now. What are we? In the teens?
The
20 teens.
The 20 teens.
Yes.
There you go. And here you go about your sleep, Alex. I mean, we were talking earlier about how you do like your sleep and you're finding it desperately difficult to drag yourself out of bed in the morning. Well, on average, the average person spends 24 years of their life sleeping.
I think I've spent 24
years. I was going to say, you could get a record for this. I think we should contact the Guinness Book of World Records and say, we have a candidate here who can break the world record for sleeping, and then you just go to bed for the next 20 years.
The silly thing is, it's not that I actually don't sleep a lot. It's that I don't go to bed till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning because I find it much easier to work late at night.
So you're one of those sort of night owls.
I'm a night owl. Yeah. Although if I try to go out on a night out, I always make the excuse of, oh, I'm really tired, I have to go home. And then go home and
then
work.
Go home and work and then not get up the next morning.
Talking about silly, can I read this message?
Sure.
My son's friend, who is... not my son, I don't have a son. This is a text message. My son's friend, who is 22, has Modesh tattooed on his arm. Why would you have a tattoo of Modesh anywhere? I think it's because it's the same level of brain activity as Modesh.
Well, Modesh is a very popular figure here in Dubai. And, you know, he comes out every year in the summer and reminds us all that the sales are on, you know.
He did that as a joke and he's going to regret that because I know somebody who had Sonic the Hedgehog tattooed on his arm.
Well, there you
and
go.
Then Sonic changed and he's not that cool anymore.
And another text in here, funny enough, on the same subject of Modesh. Isn't Modesh supposed to be the sun? Yes, well, I think you're probably right there. And they certainly have incorporated that into the Dubai Summer Surprises logo now, where that Modesh is there as the sort of the rising sun. But I do believe that Modesh actually means spectacular in Arabic, is the translation.
He's not. It should mean annoying.
Spectacular is what it means.
Annoying.
Well, each to their own, Alex.
You like him?
Well, no, I've known Modesh a long time, so I've grown to like... You're pushing your pen into the mouse pad.
Modesh.
No, he's a good character, and he brings a lot of happiness to a lot of people. It's only... You're grumpy with him because it's when you're tired and you're driving around the trade centre roundabout, and there he is.
Jumping out at you.
Boo.
Go away. I don't know what it is that I don't like about him. I think he could have something cooler. How long's he been around for?
I think he's been there since the start, so he'll be 15 years old this year.
He's 15?
He's 15 years old.
He doesn't act 15.
No, he's
actually,
he
probably does.
Yeah, but he only works 1 or 2 months of the year.
And then sleeps the rest.
And then sleeps the rest, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
It's impossible to lick your own elbow.
Yeah, I've tried that.
Yeah, you can't do it.
It doesn't work.
However sort of flexible you are, it's impossible to lick your own elbow.
Do you think if you were really flexible, you might be able to do it?
No, it's impossible. It says it here.
What if you were able to dislocate your shoulder? And
well, yes, there are extreme measures you can go to if it really became an obsession to lick your own elbow. But in the normal sort of average day, licking one's elbow is not possible.
Okay, thank you.
There you go.
Did you know that Istanbul in Turkey is the only city in the world that is located on 2 continents?
No, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an educational fact for us there.
And did you know that Damascus in Syria was flourishing a couple of thousand years before Rome and was founded in 753 BC, making it the oldest continuously inhabited city in existence. Let's hope that continues.
There you go. And we want to hear your random facts, your coincidental stories, your bizarre and fantastical one-liners. Text them into us and make sure you give your name so we can read out who they've come from. 4001. And here's one I never knew, but Australian $5 and $50 notes are made of plastic.
Are they?
Apparently.
What, so you can't bend them or anything?
Well, no, I think they're probably flexible plastic. But it means you could leave them in your jean pocket and put them through
the
washing.
And
they'd come out and they'd be fine.
They'd be all right?
Yeah, they're plastic.
No, what if it was a hot wash?
Well, it we'll experiment. We'll experiment with American, Australian currency. We'll put it through every wash cycle.
Does anybody have an Australian dollar, please, that we could use? Did you know that the term the Big Apple was coined by touring jazz musicians in the 1930s? They used the slang expression apple for any town or city. Therefore, to play New York City is to play big time, so it became the Big Apple. Also, there are more Irish in New York City than in Dublin, Ireland, more Italians than in Rome, and more... and that's it.
There you go. We're a global community these days, Alex. Here's
more
one.
Scottish.
You're a car person. Now, this frightens me. I think the Shakeside Road can be frightening enough with its... How many lanes now? 6, 8 lanes? Monumental Access in Brazil is the world's widest road. 160 cars can drive side by side at the same time.
160
cars can drive side by side at the same time.
See, I do think it's a little bit odd for us, because it doesn't matter how many lanes we add, we still have people driving side by side at a continuous speed, so you can't get past them.
Mm.
So,
but it's the free flow system, isn't it? From America. Where you can overtake or undertake.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think they actually know what it is. They just haven't actually released any highway code.
Really?
There was a highway code in the UAE some years ago that was produced by the Emirates Motorsport Federation.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a carbon copy of the UK's highway code. But they'd actually changed the pictures round the other way because
you drive on the other side of the road.
And it was very, very strange, and there was a lot of things that didn't actually make a lot of sense. But hey ho, each to their own.
And sort of going back to this part of the world, that the most common name in the world is actually Mohammed.
Is it really?
That's the most common name in the world.
Yes. Mm. It's very strange. I work with quite a few Mohammeds. And I always want to walk into the room and go, Mohammed! And see if the right Mohammed turns round.
You see, we're going to have to talk about hobbies for you, I think, Alex. You know. Anyway, some more random facts. Keep them coming in. But here's one that I didn't know. The name of all the continents ends with the same letters they start with. So every continent begins and ends with the same letter.
We'll let you think about that
Australia.
One. Oh, yeah.
Asia.
Oh, yeah.
America.
Yeah, but that's just a lot of A's.
Europe.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. You see, when you start to delve in and probe these things, it's just a fountain of knowledge that comes out.
Do you know any more? Can you help us? 4001 is the SMS number. We've got lots of strange but true facts coming through. We'd also like to hear about coincidences, something that really you find quite unbelievable. There's plenty more to come, still half an hour of the show. Don't forget that at 12 o'clock Siobhan Live is up with The Edge. That's the art and culture show. Today she's talking violins and also about etiquette during Ramadan.